Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, my little darlings. It's me, Lou Sanders, with the podcast Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about touching in every single way. Yes, come on in. You know, it's nice to have you here. This week, I'm speaking to Ross Noble. He's a great comedian and he's a great guy. Lives in Australia. You didn't know that, did you? I wish you could see his room, actually, because, well, props everywhere, like little dolls of him, little dolls of other people. Interesting. Anyway, he's going on tour with his stand-up show Humanoid. Do you get it? Because it's like humanoid. It's, you know, it's quite good. But I'll tell you more about that at the end, of course. I mean, what a carrot to tangle. What, you prefer a stick? Look, I've got a fake fish pie in the oven, so I can't stand around here all day talking to you about the show when you could just be listening to the show. Ben, can you honk a horn now to sort of, you know, gesticulate that we're going into the show? Something like that kind of thing. Have you got sound effects? Ross Noble, as I live and breathe, here he is. Hello.
Yes, indeed. Hello.
I was just saying off air that your background is sort of peak Ross Noble, really.
Yeah.
What is the witch in the corner? Or is that you as a doll?
What, this?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's me as a doll, yeah.
Ah, I've referred to it as a witch.
That's all right. I've got very witch-like qualities about me, you know. I've got a certain warlock vibe. It's basically, I've just got piles and piles of junk, really, that I like to, I like it. I've got, oh, this is cool. This is my, see that there? I've got, you know the film Battlefield Earth?
Not so much.
John Travolta made a film based on one of the books of Ron Hubbard.
Fuck!
And it was called Battlefield Earth. It's one of the worst science fiction films ever made. And I saw they were selling an actual screen-worn costume. It's got the dreadlocked hair and everything. And so I bought that. And it's got giant boots that are like stilts that you can walk around on.
Yeah, what's your wife thinking about all this?
That's why it's all in this room. This is away from the house. Yeah. This is all the stuff that I've got. One poster that I'm allowed in the house, and even that was like, nah, that can go in your room.
I supported you on tour once, or like did a gig where you were on, and then you had like different people coming on first, and then I died on my hole.
No, hang on. Which gig are you talking about?
You don't need to be polite.
Hang on.
I think Top Secret, and I think it's fair to say they didn't really warm to me for the whole thing.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm not having it.
It's true.
No, it's not true at all. There's somebody else. Somebody came up and just went, oh my God, I can't believe that gig that we did together, and I absolutely died, and I had no memory of it whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
That particular comic, I had no concept that they thought that they'd gone, no. I just went, oh, they're really funny. And they'd been carrying it around in their head. And I had exactly the same thing with Ruby Wax. Yeah. I did a gig once and Ruby Wax was there, and it's one of the worst gigs I've ever done. Every time I saw her, I'd just go, oh my God, this would be, well, she just thinks I'm terrible. And then I met her and I just went, oh God, yeah, because you were there at that gig. And she went, what gig? And just completely, so yeah. But no, you didn't. Yeah. You didn't die at all.
But also, it doesn't matter. I think it's like it's all part of it, isn't it? But
I don't think you did. But, why do you think you died?
Well, usually, I think if you do a joke, there's usually supposed to be laughter after. And there was, I think, the lack of laughter and the energy, the vibe in the room that I create. But that's okay. We live, we learn. I blame it on your fans. I think your fans suck.
Yeah. Well, you know, but let's be honest. Like, that's like, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes I can set a bit of a vibe in the room.
Very sexual.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm a deeply, deeply sexual. It's erotic, if anything. I think erotic is the best way to describe it. People come along because they want that eroticism from me.
It was a thick smog of eroticness, and I couldn't fight through it.
Exactly. No, I think what sometimes, you know how like, and I used to get this a lot where, you know, I'd turn up to a gig and there'd be a certain tone had been set that wasn't necessarily in the sort of mindset that I wanted to play around in.
I had to move all the panties off the stage as well, first thing, you know, in case I slipped up. So it was
slipping about. Yeah,
you're on tour at the moment, right, with Humanoid.
I am.
Can you tour in Australia?
Yes, yeah, you can. There was, we got rid of COVID completely.
Wow.
Eradicated it. What have I done? I've done about 100 gigs since the start of the year.
You little bugger.
Oh, yeah.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
It's time for the quick fire round, okay?
Okay, right, yes.
Cuddle.
Have we started? Have we started?
We started, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I thought this was just us chatting.
5 minutes ago.
Okay, cool. Hello, everyone. Sorry.
Cuddle a hot iron or a porcupine?
Ooh, how hot is the hot iron? Is it gone
it's
a bit warm?
It's quite hot. You switched it off a minute ago.
Oh, can it be one of those, you know, those old school ones that you used to get where you'd put them in the fire? Do you remember those ones?
No, I don't, because I'm not from the 1920s.
Yeah, well, I am. I literally took my top hat off a minute before we started speaking. Flat iron.
You choose a flat iron over a porcupine.
The thing about porcupine, though, is their species reigns from Ecuador to Peru. And
this is a quick fire round, Ross.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to say that my favourite thing about the porcupine, they come onto your veranda at night and they steal people's shoes.
So you go in porcupine so you can get some new shoes?
Oh, no, they eat the shoes because the sweat in the shoe, the leather is full of sweat and it creates salt, and they like to gnaw on the sweaty boots in their quest for salt. Yeah, I'll change my mind and go porcupine.
Yeah, good answer. Okay, would you grow a little goatee for charity?
Yeah, oh, easily, yeah.
But charity's BNP.
No.
Thinking about it.
I was thinking about it. No, I wasn't thinking about should I endorse racism. As soon as you said BNP, I thought, you know how people always get saying, would you shave your head for charity? Imagine if you said, I'll shave my head for charity, and just as it was shaved, it went, BNP, and now you're a skinhead. That's why I paused.
That's a better question, actually. Okay, last one. This is alternative bingo. So I say a number.
Yes.
And then you do the bingo call out for it. Okay, 71.
71, not quite the original television programme that made Sandy Toksvig famous.
What was that?
Number 73. That was her first television programme.
Oh, this is interesting because we're really getting snippets. I didn't know that. Okay, 45.
Is Gordon Kay still alive? 45.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Is he still alive or did he die? Gordon Kay.
Well, I don't know. The problem here is I don't know who he is.
He played Rennie in Allo Allo. Do you think he's alive or not?
Oh, good question. I think he's dead.
He is dead. A lot of people think he died because he had a major a tree fell on him in the famous storms that knocked down Severed Oaks and all that.
Yeah.
Michael Fish, you know.
Yeah.
He was hit by a tree, massive head injury, but he survived. A lot of people, when you say they think he died then, didn't die then, died recently. 45.
45.
We're cuddling up, we're cuddling down, we're cuddling all around.
How do you feel about the word cuddle? Bit of a turn off to some people.
Cuddle.
No, I like it. I like the, I bet everyone talks about Keith Harris's monkey, do they?
No one has, no.
Hang on, Sorry. Let's just, whoa. Beep, 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 beep. This is a podcast about cuddling.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, sort of.
And nobody has mentioned the fact that Keith Harris, of Orville fame, his second and slightly less popular puppet, was called Cuddles the Monkey. He should be... I'm surprised you were running a cuddling. This is the number one destination for cuddling chat. And no one's talked about cuddles.
No, it's blowing my mind now when I think about it.
When you think about it, yeah. If this was a podcast about people who wish they could fly and you hadn't mentioned Orville, you know?
Yeah, I sort of can't really believe it now I'm faced with this bit of information. I forgot about Cuddles the Monkey. It was a long time ago, wasn't it? But he's iconic.
He was a right arsehole.
The monkey or Keith?
Oh, no, the monkey. Alive or dead, Keith Harris.
Dead. Gotta
be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, gotta be. And apparently when he died, they found his body and in the house, 3 days, Orville had pecked it to stay alive. Pecked away at his body, took the flesh
off
his
body. Hang on, Orville... Orville isn't real.
It'd be funny if it was, though, wouldn't it? Like
I was so confused and I take everything seriously. I was like, hang on a minute, was Orville based on a real bird? I was so confused.
Imagine if that little nappy that he wore was all just like shit coming out of it and he'd pecked it. But yeah, the monkey was a bit of a shit. How do I like it. I like the word, to answer your question.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, son.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it? What's the first cuddle you can remember, I suppose, is what I'm asking now.
Oh, wow. I got cuddled a lot as a child. In fact...
Did you?
Yeah. Really?
Did you?
How does that... Sorry, did I say cuddle? I mean restrain.
That makes more sense.
When they hold you. I was a very wriggly child, very distracted.
Did you look like a little witch when you were young?
I did, thanks. Self-esteem running pretty high in here tonight.
I don't think you look like a witch at all, by the way. I think the thing behind you is a very unkind caricature of you. That's what I will say. I think you look like a lovely, big, strong boy.
Thanks.
Don't worry, I know what compliments men like.
No, not really. Big's not good. I mean, that's like you're a bit fat.
No.
You know what I mean?
Ross, I know men. They all like Ribena. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not. Here's a weird thing. I like the Ribena that you get in a carton at the at the services to accompany a Ginster. But I don't like the cordial version where you mix it up yourself.
Yeah, but all boys like Ribena, and you've proved my point because you like the Ribena you can get from the service station.
Yeah, but
they all like it when you call them a big strong boy. Let's get back to the question.
Yes, cuddled. I was cuddled as a child. And in fact, I can't remember if it was on the back of the car. My mum was in some sort of childbirth. What was that thing called? The childbirth trust or something? Some sort of women's birthing thing. Something like that. NCT.
Oh, NCT, yeah. She was part of that, was she?
Yeah, she was into all that. And she had a sticker on her car, one of her cars.
Yeah.
One of her cars. She had 50 cars.
No.
No, she didn't. And it said, "Have you hugged your child today?"
Oh.
That's what it said. I mean, don't get me wrong. She also once hit me across the eyes with a wooden spoon.
Yes.
So, you know, where was that sticker? Don't hit your kids with a wooden spoon in the face, you nut job.
Why was she hit you? What did you... I don't mean to victim blame, but what had you done?
No, I was... I think you can probably imagine I was quite a full-on child.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before, and I'm slightly worried that it paints my parents out as being... more abusive than they were, but they did used to physically restrain me with them. Well, what they used to do was they used to, you know, the reins that you'd have, which is basically like a lead for a child.
Yeah.
There was a washing line in our back garden and they used to tie me to the washing line so I can run up and down the garden. So like when I was a really small child, so I wouldn't eat soil. And I used to run very fast past the post and I'd fly up in the air and wrap around the thing. And how I wasn't hung... And they once tied me to a piano. We went to a wedding and they tied me to a piano. And actually, this is probably why I don't feel like I need to be told that I'm strong. Because as a tiny toddler, I pulled a baby grand piano across a dance floor. It's like Jeff Capes or Jean-Paul Sigmundsson. Yeah, I've always been quite... Yeah.
What an image.
Yeah.
What a scene. It was a different time, though. You could, yeah, those days, people encouraged you to tie a toddler to a grand piano.
Yeah, exactly. It was it was de rigueur, very much so, in the early 80s. If you turned up to a wedding and there wasn't a child tied to at least something, then you'd think something was wrong, you know?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay. Touch quiz. Who am I thinking about touching right now? You've got 5 questions.
Oh, okay. Mm. Is it a celebrity?
Yes.
Are they a televisual celebrity?
Could be. I mean, has been. Maybe.
Are they a has been?
No, not really. But, you know, bit of a blast from the past.
Oh.
I mean, I don't really know what they're up to now. Let me do a quick Google. It's a really hard one, actually, this. I might give you a few other clues.
Hang on. Is it Frank Boff?
No, weirdly, it's not Frank Boff, but that's your third question.
Did they fall from grace?
No.
Was Grace happy about it?
They might have fallen from heaven because they're a little angel. That doesn't give you a clue at all. That really doesn't give you a clue at all.
It's not Alec Jones. Is it Wincy Willis?
No. Oh. I'll try and psychically project who I'm thinking of now and see if you can pick up.
Were they, just before you send me them vibes, because I will pick them up in a second.
Yeah.
Have they ever been featured in the audience of one of the 1980s versions of An Audience With?
I doubt it.
Is it Noam Chomsky?
It's not Noam Chomsky.
Oh. He was in An Audience With Cannon and Ball, I think.
Yeah, but for me to know that, that's unrealistic. Also, I'm reading Noam Chomsky's book at the moment. My friend said it's exactly what like university students do in their first year. Read Noam Chomsky and be like, yeah, the government's fucked, man. That's what I'm doing now.
Are you enjoying Noam? Are you liking it?
I'm only on page 10, so I'll let you know.
I mean, I find, you know, whenever I've had a crack at Chomsky, can't stop thinking about the fact he's called Noam. I just can't get it out of my head. Think of him with a little fishing rod and a beard by a pond. I think, I can't take this seriously.
He's gone through his whole life being called Noam. He's dead or alive?
Chomsky. Oh,
I know this one.
Is he dead?
No, I don't think so.
Is he still alive?
Well, let me just Google that. Yeah, he's alive. Oh my God, he's old.
How old is he?
He's 92.
Whoa, well, that's as good as it.
And he looks like a little gnome as well. God bless him. Oh, let me psychically try and get...
Yeah, go on,
Right, I'm really trying to pick up on these vibes. I'm not breathing, I'm so intense.
Is it one of the Proclaimers?
It's Leona Lewis. Did you not get that from my psychic link?
It's weird, isn't it? I wonder why I got the Proclaimers, but just one of them. Did Leona Lewis ever cover a Proclaimer song? That might have...
Well, that's a good question.
Imagine if Leona Lewis lived exactly 500 miles away from the Proclaimers.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if that's... Can we check that?
Let's not rule that out. The research team will look into that for you.
That always confuses me, that song, because they say, I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Now, if he's setting off on the journey, he knows that it's 1,000 miles, right?
Yeah.
So why is he specifying I would walk 500 miles and then I would walk 500 more?
Well, he's turning back round and she's not into it. He's giving her the get out option.
So what, you think he stops halfway and then rings that and goes, listen, I've done 500. Do you still want me to keep going? Yeah, do 500 more.
He does 500 miles, gets to a house. She's like, no, I told you I'm not really into this. And then he does 500 back to his house.
Nobody says he falls down at her door. So that's after 1,000 miles.
Oh.
So if he's done 500, turned round, done another 500, he's living with her in the first place. Is that what he's done? He's left her house. He's walked 500 miles. Do you want me to come back?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
He comes back, falls down at her door.
He's playing hardball. There's a lot of questions.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
What's the best on-screen cuddle? I can't get. I can't wait for a reference from the 1970s/80s.
Not necessary. Oh God, this is tricky. I gotta say, I mean that's. I mean, this might sound a bit controversial, but surely Brokeback Mountain has got to be.
Yeah.
Surely Brokeback Mountain, because before, because everyone, look, everyone always dwells on the you know, the tent-based loving that they get up to.
Mm.
But actually, that first bit, it all starts, I think, if I remember, does it not start because they're trying to keep warm?
Oh.
Is that how it happens in the film? I think in the film, they're like going, oh my God, we're going to die of the cold. And
yeah,
they just have a bit of a little cuddle there. And then.
And it's the start of it. It's like spring of the seasons, because that's just the start of it. So it's more exciting because there's hope and like,
yeah,
you know, so many emotions. But isn't that mad that that was controversial at its time? Like, of like, oh, we can't show two men together. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, but also, wasn't it that thing of like the fact that every, like, for ages, there was like loads of films where basically, if there were any gay characters in it, they had to be horribly murdered at the end, or like have some. Do you know what?
Yeah.
There was a whole load of films where it was just like, oh, you've got to see this. It's two cowboys, and there's like Boys Don't Cry as well. Do you know that was around the same sort of time? Do you remember
that
with Hilary Swank? And it was always just like absolutely horrible. But then Brookside. Do you remember that Brookside? With the two lasses having a bit
yes.
of a kiss. And
yes.
it was like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
What is happening on the telly? And you just sort of go, well, yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
But that was like, it was on the front page of the papers. And that's why, like,
that's
you know
mad.
Now, like, you get everyone just going, oh, all this woke stuff's gone completely crazy and all the rest of it. And you just think, well, think back, that wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah.
When all that was going on.
Yeah. Mad to think that we're brushing it all under the carpet. Can you think of a best, worst, or weirdest cuddle you've ever had?
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah.
Not the weirdest cuddle,
but one of the oddest ones was myself and my mate Zippy.
Mm-hmm.
We did this incredibly extreme, your eyes there went, what the hell?
I love extreme.
We went to this incredibly extreme club in Germany.
Oh, and,
we did this incredibly extreme off-road motorcycle race called Roof of Africa. It's out in Lesotho, down little country in South Africa there. And they say that Lesotho is the place where rocks are made. It's just like this boulder, like, you know, it looks like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Mm.
And this race, Roof of Africa, is through these, like over these insane obstacles and stuff. And it rained for the first time in years, and there was mudslides, and all of the competitors, we were all out in the middle of these mountains. And it went from being like this crazy hot day, and then the rains came down, and it got dark. And what should have taken us probably an hour to get across this mountain pass, there was people trapped out in the mountains, and
wow.
we were in, and Zippy and I actually managed to make it to the end of this section of the race, and because we were hours behind when we should have been, our support team had left, and so me and Zippy were, you know, like borderline hypothermic.
Yeah.
So me and him, we just stood and hugged each other in the rain in the mountains of Lesotho. Just for warmth.
Yeah.
And then we managed to hitch a ride back in the back of a pickup truck of a mad Dutch fella. But that was an actual, it was a survival cuddle. It was an actual genuine survival cuddle to keep ourselves warm.
Well, it's like Brokeback Mountain, but it just went a different way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like Zippy, but you know, I didn't feel it was the it was.
You're not homophobic if you don't fuck Zippy. That's what I'll say.
Exactly. Exactly. But sometimes you just don't want to be rude, do you? Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you're fucking Zippy out of politeness. We've all
exactly,
been there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Who would you most like to hug? Alive, dead, human or other?
I think when it comes to having a good cuddle, you sort of want somebody with a bit of meat on the bones, don't you? You know what I mean? You want to sort of...
Or someone that can carry you and twirl you around. Is that too much to ask for?
Oh, so what you mean, like sort of...
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something could like... Well, he's going on a bit, but he could like scoop you up and make you feel like a little princess and spin you around. Just an idea.
Oh, I never thought of that. All right then, Tessa Sanderson.
Now let me just Google Tessa Sanderson. Is she strong?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she looks absolutely lovely. I'd like to bloody hug Tessa Sanderson, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I remember her being quite powerful.
She's a powerful woman.
I reckon she'd be nice to hug, and I reckon she'd scoop me up as well. I reckon she'd carry me around like a child. I know what you mean, I like that.
In adult life, you don't get scooped around and swung around enough, do you?
You see, I would say like Red Sonja era Bridget Nielsen. She's a bit more wiry than...
My boyfriend loves being carried around. He loves, like, being piggybacked or carried. He really wants to be carried, but he's, like, over 6 foot. And then last night he pretended... He said, if I was dead, you'd have to get me to the bed. You have to get me from the sofa to the bed. And he just played dead. And I had to, like, drag him off the sofa and then not worry about his head going on the floor and then, like, drag him. But he's really heavy. But, like, he really loves big men that can carry him.
Jean-Paul Sigmason, do you remember him?
Jean-Paul Sigmason. Strong man.
Yeah, he was the arch nemesis of Jeff Capes.
Oh, yeah, do you know Jeff Capes? Yeah. Get fucking Jean-Paul Sigmason round for dinner. Hang on, alive or dead?
Dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. Oh, he didn't live very long.
Nah, they don't, them strong men.
He lived like 33 years.
Dropped a barrel on his head, didn't he?
Oh, is that why? He took some risks. 33. That's so sad.
But then Jeff Capes, right? I think he's still with us, Jeff Capes. Before you Google him, do you know what Jeff Capes' hobby was?
Something cute now you say it, because otherwise you wouldn't say it. Patchwork.
Not far off. He was a budgie fancier.
Oh.
Used to have budgies.
Oh, you've got so much knowledge.
No, but I've literally got, like, crazy amount of recall for information, but only if it's completely irrelevant in day-to-day life. Rubbish at school, science, all of that, forget it. But every fact that I hear, I remember it if I think this can never be used in a practical context apart from linking weird shit together.
I'd love to have a little bit of something up top, you know, a little bit of facts, a little bit of something, anything really. I'll take anything. But what I do is I hear something interesting, I think that's interesting, literally 5 minutes later, no idea, and I doubt myself. So even if I tell a true story, if it's like quite surprising, if people say really, I say no, probably not. No, I probably got it wrong.
Well, that's but then I also enjoy I like the fact that you're Googling all of these, because normally people go, he's making this up. But I like the fact that you're like, if you're in a conversation, the fact that you're able to verify this is all true. But I'm quite well known amongst my friends for just lying. And my best lie ever, which I did on the radio, I did it on an Australian radio station and it got a bit of traction, was I started the rumour that George Foreman has no fingerprints. And when he was making the original George Foreman grill, he put his hands on it, on the prototype, and it burnt off all his fingerprints. And he was arriving in Dallas Airport and he was refused admission to the United States because he couldn't trigger the fingerprint recognition system.
Wow.
And the mad thing is that it ended up on loads of boxing forums, and there was some kids in Perth who, you know, the George Foreman grills?
Yeah.
They made a load of stickers that were speech bubbles. So anyone that bought George Foreman grill from a particular store in Perth had a picture of George Foreman on it with a big speech bubble that said, "Oh, by the way, I have no fingerprints."
Fuck. I thought you were going to... That is great. I thought you were going to say a load of, like, young crims, like, bought your George Foreman grills and tried to, like, burn off their fingerprints. So that
oh,
they
I see what you mean. No,
but
no,
I bet someone did try and do that as well.
Quite possibly. Give it a try. You can Google this. George Foreman called all of his kids George and his daughter Georgina.
I think that is so narcissistic.
Yeah, but so is naming a grill after yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. You know what true.
I mean? That's why I never got on with Mr. Breville.
Yeah. This gets worse. He's named just the boys after him and he's had 10 of them. He's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, for boxing.
I only know him from his food work. I named all my sons George Edward Foreman, so they would always have something in common. Ah!
I mean, that's good, isn't it?
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Right, this is the end. I always get a bit embarrassed about this bit, but hence me trying to miss it out. This is a bit where in real life I would hug people, but everyone said, oh, you're just doing this podcast because you're a big old creep, which, you know, I mean, I am a creep, but that's not why I'm doing it. But to this bit, I believe in energy, right? So You close your eyes, I give you a hug and you see if you can feel it, basically. It's a bit like the psychic bit.
Oh, okay. Do I lean back or do I just, what do I do?
Just be yourself. Don't be shy. Shut
All
your
right,
eyes.
Okay.
And I,
Okay.
It's just a lovely little come on in and I hug you and then I go out. Did you feel it? I kept it light.
Sue Pollard. Was it Sue Pollard?
It was Sue Pollard.
Yeah. Is that who you were thinking of?
Yeah, Sue Pollard. Okay, I close my eyes. You come in. I see if I can feel it. Do make an effort.
Oh, really? What? We're doing this? Are we? All right.
Yeah.
You ready?
You come on in.
Right. Here it comes.
There's that big, strong boy. Lovely.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having yourself. I mean, thank you for coming on. That's what I mean.
What?
Listen, that was a lovely podcast. I've done two in a row today and my headphones really hurt my ears. So I'm really, you know, so the least you can do is buy tickets to Ross Noble's show, Humanoid. It was originally scheduled for spring last year, wasn't everything. And now he's going to do it October to February. So you're looking at 21 to 22, yeah? Finale at, and you'll like this, the London Palladium. Wowee. Get yourself involved. Thank you for listening. Follow us all online, Ross Noble, Lou Sanders, Cuddle Club. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for... Say it with me, Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.